Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that you will understand this analogy. This happens with my lovely Christy all the time. Christy is a very early to bed person. With somebody who gets home from work around 7 o'clock and cooks dinner for a family, if we want to go get a drink or watch a show or anything like that at night, I have to both rush like crazy and kind of get lucky. Because often, because often by like, if 8:45, I'll be like, or 8:30, I mean, you want to go get a drink? She'll be like, dude, I'm in my PJs.
Yep.
I'm in my slippers. I'm in my comfy socks. I'm in my whatever, or I'm in bed. Now, when somebody says that to you, what are the chances that that person, even if you've got all the energy in the world, you're like, I want to take you out for a drink. Come on, let's go get a drink. What are the chances you're going to get that other person to get out of their comfy clothes in their comfy warm bed, redress themselves, and go out on the town to get themselves a tequila? Like, what are the chances of that?
I'm going to borrow from Kyle Shanahan and say, it's a long shot and stuff.
It's a long shot. All right.
As long a shot as Brock Purdy playing Sunday in New Orleans.
So here's why I'm bringing this up. Giants fans for 2 months now have had our comfy clothes on, and we have been in our warm, cozy bed with a glass of water and our favorite show on, and we are already half asleep. And now here come the Giants with all kinds of energy. In fact, even a new player who will scream in your face if you're not careful. He might pelvic thrust you or eat your outfit. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with this kid. And we're in our comfy clothes. And we're like, and the Giants are like, we're in the race. And I'm like, I went to bed. I'm warm. You want me to get my clothes back on and come back out? This dynamic on full display. Christy and I went to the game last night, and I'm telling you, it was a crowd. It was okay. It wasn't embarrassing by any stretch, but it wasn't full. It wasn't a great crowd. Weird night, humid, rainy at times, sort of rainy, misty, something. Diamondbacks in town. Before our seats are warm, Willy Adames has put a 3-run job up into the left field seats. Mm. Phenomenal. Giants win again. Mets had already lost. Giants 2 back. And maybe they'll still be 2 back when we go to bed tonight. But I'm telling you, if you thought that when I went to the yard, I would see pennant fever, no. No. There's something, this is a really...
Maybe like pennant sniffle.
No, it's
or
like...
Or pennant sneezy.
I'm not saying...
Not fever, no, but like maybe the sign of a little bit of a pennant illness.
Like people were into the game. But I know what September feels like when you win a baseball game in this city and you're humming at a playoff spot. People are walking down the ramps after the game. Let's go, Giants! And they're, come on, like there's stuff going on. People after this game were sauntering to their cars.
Right.
And so I'm not saying that they don't care. I'm saying this is a unique dynamic I've never experienced before, which is an actual legit shot at the playoffs, playing well in September, and the fans have not, like, they've not woken back up yet. And I understand why. We had a funeral on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a funeral to the Giants season on the show.
We did, and the reason why they're not feeling the fever is because they're 74 and 72. So it feels like it's just a question of how they wind up 82 and 80. Maybe they'll win 5 of the next 6, and then they'll tank, or maybe they'll start the tank now, and then they'll rally. It just feels like there's a certain amount of inevitability to their mediocrity. 3 years ago, 81 and 81, 79 and 83,
yeah.
80 and 82. Right now, you're 2 games above. So if you want to just go back through the last four seasons, you're four games below over nearly 630 baseball games.
Right, but 13 of 17.
Yep.
And in a way that's sexy. It's been offensively stunning.
It's been fun, yeah.
It's home runs that are flying all over the place. It's multiple players with a recent OPS north of 900. I mean, they're really a completely different team, and they are very watchable and fun, and they are racing at our favorite kind of playoff spot, which is one that we didn't see coming. When the Warriors won the championship 3 years ago, everyone loved it because, like, I didn't see that coming. So that's our favorite kind of thing. And I'm just sitting here kind of tossing out the dynamic with you. It was it's an odd feeling over there. I saw a guy that was selling tickets for the 50-50 raffle explaining to fans why this was a big game. He's like, we're two out. Let's go. And the fans are like, where's the popcorn guy? Do we have popcorn? Like that? We're still in lazy afternoon Saturday June mode in a way. Or we're still in, like, wait till next year mode. But this has gotten to a point now where it is not far-fetched at all. It is. I know the Dodgers are coming for seven. I know they got seven games still, and the Dodgers are coming this weekend. I get it. But it is realistic. A playoff spot is realistic at this hour.
Okay. Depends on. It is. I mean, it's definitely a possibility. And if you want to look at FanGraphs, and we did this about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had a 1% chance of making the playoffs. Well, that's now up to 4.7%, according to FanGraphs. Now, if you go to other sites and other sources, wildcard Giants percentages, they've got them at 21%. Yeah. Baseball Reference. So, depends on what you look at. Seven games against the Dodgers. You don't have the tiebreaker against the Mets. So, even if they lose today and you're two back, you have to get one ahead.
You got to get further.
In order to actually get by them, and you're kind of running out of games. You've got 16 left. It's not out of the question. But
not at all, especially with the way the Mets are playing terrible.
Right. Well, they're also playing a great team right now. And, you know, Philadelphia, it's gone to the third, and they're up 2-0. But, yeah, they're allowed to win 10 of their last 16, and the Mets can go 7-9, and the Giants can pass them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not calling it likely. It remains unlikely. I will definitely grant you that. It remains unlikely, but it is not. It is not far-fetched at all at this point. And, yes, the Mets are losing to the Phillies, but they also lost 2 or 3 to the Reds over the weekend. They lost their game before that to the Detroit Tigers. You know, they've lost 5 of their last 6. They are helping the Giants out, yeah. And the Giants were a team that needed help, and the Mets are giving it to them.
That's right. So, and, you know, today that's why it stings a little bit. I know sweeps are hard, and when you win 13 of 16 – you feel like, okay, if you lose one, you understand it and you forgive it. But today, just watching some of it was kind of like the Giants of July in August, where you had a couple of ducks in the pond, you couldn't get them in, then you had to strike them out, not exactly throw them up, but strike them out, throw around, pickle, and inning over. And, yep. You know, Devers hits one that's a home run in every single patch of grass except one in the country. And so, you know, you came up short. But you've won 13 of 17. It's okay.
Oh, I'd like to add this to the discussion because we finally did this. I hadn't done this exercise yet, but we did this exercise as a group before the show, and I wasn't even thinking of this, and I wonder if this gives Giants fans even a little bit more of a juice boost. Y'all know who they're going to play in round one if they make the playoffs?
I do.
Go ahead and break it to everybody.
The Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
If they get the 6th seed, the Dodgers are almost assuredly to be the 3. 3 plays 6 in L.A., best of 3. Hello.
Who's
Sign
in?
Me up for that.
Anybody want to play a little extra baseball? That's what's looking at us. And I went to the game last night, and I'm telling you, people were like,
Yeah.
You want to go over Slice House? You know, like, I mean, it's just that, and I get it. I'm not blaming anyone. That's the mode that I've been in. Who saw this? This was not possible. You were a seller at the deadline.
Right.
Directly to the team you're chasing. I mean, these things don't happen, and this probably won't either. But 2 is a very small number. That's a small number.
Yeah.
That is very, very possible.
Be better if you were playing them, because then you'd get the automatic one-game switcheroo. But the Mets have been free-falling, and you mentioned it. The Giants, 13-4 in their last 17, which is one of their better stretches they've had in the last 15 years of that block of games. And of all the games I looked at, and I looked at every year, the majority of those runs where they go 11-2. 3 years ago, they went 11-2 in September. Well, the season was already over.
Right.
That got them to 80-79. Woohoo! At a babe, Kapler, great job. But the majority of these, like 2 years ago, they went 14-4 in June. Great June. You wound up 79-83 down the stretch. You faded. So the fact that this stretch is coming in September and the Mets are backing that thing up, that's what makes this one unique.
I mean, they are right there. They are right there. And I think that if they get there, I know this city. I know everyone will show up for it. Although there won't be any home games unless they beat the Dodgers. That's the other little quirk of this whole thing. It's a three-game series in L.A., and you'd have to win two of them. But if they were to do that, then you move to the divisional round and you get a full series and all of those things. So we're talking about one hell of a parlay to come back, catch the Mets, pass the Mets, then go to L.A. for a three-game series, beat the Dodgers. You've given up a bunch of pieces from your bullpen. Oh, by the way, month of August to now, best bullpen in baseball. Want to venture a guess?
I mean, is it the Giants?
San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
That's after. No Tyler Rogers, no Randy Rodriguez, no Camilo Duvall, and they...
threw a guy today you'd never even heard of.
I'm like, who the hell's that?
Yeah.
And this Peguero guy who throws over 100 miles an hour, last night he was phenomenal. Oh, one other note. I just want to let everybody know.
You get a lot of notes.
I do. I've had a lot of conversations about this recently. I just want to let everyone know you are obviously still allowed to have your opinion. That never changes. But you can go ahead and give up on the idea of Bob Melvin.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And being fired. That's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't think it was ever a thing, but when they had those players come out and basically say, no, we like playing for them, and then those same players caught absolute fire, and you can't have a year end like this and turn around and fire the skipper.
But they could lose the next 16 in a row, and he ain't going anywhere.
16 in a row might be.
Look at me.
Might swing
I'm not saying this.
I dare them to lose 16 more in a row.
But I'm not saying this because they're winning. I'm saying this because of conversations that I've heard about. Let's put it that way.
And it's honestly, people, it's obvious.
The people who are structurally in charge of these kinds of things do not see Bob Melvin as a problem. That's what I would say.
Well, he's not the problem. Like, the problem was your superstar hitters were not hitting. And then your superstar hitters, and I had these numbers yesterday of what they've done over the 16-game stretch, and their OPSs are all 1,100. It's because they all are mashing. And you mentioned it. Adames last night, number 27.
Dude,
I think he's getting to 30
rocket.
To end that long run of futility from the power spot. So Bob's a better manager now because the star hitters are playing like stars.
Right.
Job, Bob.
By the way, if you get a chance, if you've been having your work day or whatever, do go to the internet and find the highlight of Rafi Devers' home run. This is not a complaint.
It wasn't a home run.
I'm sorry. Rafi Devers should have been homer. The double that he hit in the eighth inning, it plated two. You all know what we're talking about. Go out to Triples Alley and then go very, very top of the brick wall. There's this one little strip that just looks like sidewalk cement. It's that color. One little strip up there all the way in right center field. It's about 5 billion feet away from home plate. Rafi hit that, and the ball flew back onto the field, and Mr. Devers got a double. Now, this is it's true for both teams, and the Giants are doing fine now, and they've won World Series in this building. I don't have issues with the ballpark. I never will, and it's not changing. It's just funny to me. You had the analytics on this hit. What were the analytics?
110 miles an hour off the bat.
Okay.
Expected batting average of 960.
Okay.
Home run in 29 of 30 parks.
Not even just that, but a home run in any other part of this ballpark.
And I think the total distance was 421.
Okay. So if you hit a 421-foot fly ball at 110 miles an hour, I would say the same thing if it came from the other team. That's a home run. I'm sorry, Giants. That has to be a home run. It's just wrong. Like, that's not the sport of baseball. If you hit a ball 421 feet at 110 miles an hour, you hit a home run. And if you've built something that creates that not being a home run, you've built something that doesn't work for me as a fan. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. But come on. Like, oh my God.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.